Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sun gate shall stand a mighty woman whose torch, whose flame, is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows a worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands, your storied pomp cries with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me, and I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Where's that found? That is found on our Statue of Liberty. Okay? We'll come back to that in just a second. Okay? Little joke on the front end. Somebody asked me a while ago why I made the Statue of Liberty so ugly. Okay? She's pretty ugly up there, isn't she? Okay? And he said, now note that, he said, I like the other one. She's pretty and I want to marry her. And I said, well, this is what she looks like the morning you wake up after the wedding night. Oh, mercy. You women, I'm glad you laughed. I'll get killed by a woman probably before I ever get killed by a Muslim. Oh, folks, these are two drawings that the Muslims have made with regard to how they view and perceive the United States of America. Okay, notice the crescent moon and star, and it burns, and what is it burning atop of? The United States flag. It's very difficult to see in that picture, but the flag is behind it, covering up our country, and they're burning that. And then we have the Statue of Liberty, and they have her as dead, don't they? Okay, just a skull, just a dead individual, indicating that the United States is what? Dead. Okay, and that's what they would like to see us as, okay? And so that's what we're playing off of right there, okay? So very, very interesting and kind of scary, isn't it? Very scary if you ask me. Folks, the United States of America is fertile land for Muslims, okay? Fertile land, okay? A while ago we just read from the Statue of Liberty, did we not? And what do we tell everyone? Yeah, come. Send us your what? You're tired, you're poor, you're homeless. Just send anybody you want to send. And we call for them, don't we? And we've been proud of that, haven't we? That we are a melting pot. Okay? And we are, aren't we? Well, folks, if you start inviting anybody and everybody to your land, guess who else will come? The enemy will come, right? And so, you know, we're very fertile in the fact that we encourage the masses to come, okay? Another reason that we're very fertile is because we practice freedom of religion here, okay? Anybody is free to practice almost anything they could possibly practice under the guise of what? Religion, okay? They even have a satanic church in the United States of America. And you can be a member of it if you want to, okay? And they got a satanic Bible, and you can read that if you want to, can't you? And so, you know, this got freedom of religion, so if someone comes to the United States, they're Muslim, they have the right to practice Islam, don't they? According to our laws, okay? Next, we also have freedom of speech, do we not? You come here, you can say just about anything you want to say, can't you? About almost anybody. Isn't that right? At least that's what's written in our Constitution, isn't it? That we have freedom of speech. And so, you know, here's somebody comes over and, you know, our nation was founded upon Judeo-Christian values and yet they don't hold to those. So guess what they can do? They can speak out against those if they want to, can't they? And so this idea of freedom of speech makes us very fertile as well. Notice this next one. We have fantastic communication and transportation systems in the United States of America, don't we? Folks, you can communicate with anybody in the world almost just like that, can't you? Okay? And you can do it if you want to from McDonald's free Wi-Fi. Okay? I got a funny little story every time I think of Wi-Fi. Y'all want to hear this? Okay? The congregation, I think, heard it. There's a little elder in the church where I was before I came here. Okay, he was about, well, he's in his 80s, 83, 84, something like that. And we'd always have a staff meeting once a month. And so it's his turn to bring the food. Okay, so he went down to this donut shop and he bought some donuts. And there was a Oriental couple who had bought the donut shop. And the name of the donut shop was the Paris Donut Shop. And underneath that, they had free Wi-Fi. Okay? So he comes in that day and he has the donuts. And we said, where'd you get those? Because there's about five places you can get them. And some are better than others. And he said, oh, I got them down here at the Weefy Donut Shop. He thought because they were Oriental, that's what they called their donut shop. Oh, the Weefy Donut, we just died. I thought, man, unbelievable. And we didn't say much. We just kind of laughed. He may still think that's the Weefy. Okay? Folks, we also have wonderful transportation systems, don't we? You can fly in here in one day. You can get here early in the morning, do all your business in one day, and you can hitch a plane out of here around 10 o'clock at night, can't you? In, do your business, and out. Very, very easily. Okay? And so it makes us fertile ground for any enemy. This is also a place of affluence, isn't it? You come here, you get a little bit of education, you want to start a business, you've got a good idea, you've got a product or service that individuals want. Guess what? You can get rich if you want to. And folks, I don't care what it is. Christianity, Islam, whatever it is, guess what it takes to get the message out? M-O-N-E-Y, money. I'm still trying to convince some of my brethren about that. Okay? They don't think it costs any money. Okay? And it costs money, doesn't it? You want to advertise? You want to do anything? You want to put on seminars? Whatever it is, it costs money to do it. Well, guess what? They can come here, make a lot of money, and guess what? Support the cause, can't they? So all of these things make the United States of America extremely fertile ground. Watch this, folks. Are Muslims here? Yeah, they're here. Look at here. 1,209 mosques and Islamic centers and schools are here in the United States of America. Is that a bunch? How many states we got? 50. Okay, so how many does that put on average per state? Quite a few, isn't it? 2 for every 100 times 12, so that means what? 24 per state. It's quite a few, isn't it? Okay, quite a few. Watch this. They are now at 2.2% of the population, some 7 million in the United States. Okay, we think, well, that's not a whole lot. Well, folks, how many people are in the United States right now? 320. Okay, 320 to 330 million people right now. They only comprise 7 million, all right? But guess what? They're growing, aren't they? And guess what? What did we say last week? They are patient, aren't they? They don't care to wait until they need to wait, all right? And so all we need to know right now is they are here. Okay, we've invited them. We've made it easy for them to be here, and they're here. Okay, watch this next point. Many of them do not like the United States the way we presently are. Okay, folks, they don't like us in our present form. Okay, now, will they come here and tolerate us? Yes. Will they come here and use us? Yes. Will they come here and act like they're our friends? Yes. But guess what? There are many of them who do not like us in our present form. Okay. In fact, there are many of them who hate us. Okay, All right, here's what I want to do. Get some folks to pass out these handouts. And boy, this is a big one. My stapler almost wouldn't even staple them. Okay? Folks, what you're about to get is are my notes, and I want to show you something. Okay? In these notes, you have some acts of aggression that have occurred in the United States of America. Now, note that. In the United States of America, on U.S. soil, over the last 40 years, from around 1974. Here's what you got, folks. Okay? There have been at least 67 terrorist attacks by Muslims on American soil, killing 3,098 people. Now, what do you think the largest one was? 9/11. Okay? But we're not going through the entirety of that list. Okay? But I want you to look at, it's 2.5 pages long, folks. Okay? Documented evidence of terrorist attacks where? In the United States. By whom? Muslims. Go home tonight, read through the list, and folks, you will just be shocked at some of the people that they have killed. Okay? Just shocked at some of the folks they have killed. And the only reason I give you that is I want you to know that this is a very aggressive, violent religion that does not mind taking human life if need be. Okay? Now, watch this. This is extra. It's not even in your notes. How many Muslims did we say are in the entirety of the world? Yes, over a billion. Let's just say 1 billion, right? And one of the arguments is this. Well, there are only about 10% of the Muslims who are extremists. What's 10% of a billion? 100 million? Is that right? Man, folks. You know, I don't know about you, that's a bunch of folk. You know it? We run around 80 to 100 here at Oceanside, okay? And what if I had 10% of those who were radical extremists who didn't mind taking lives? That means I got 10 people in this church willing to take a life. Folks, that's scary. You know what? That would be scary. You know, it doesn't, when you just say, well, it's only 10%, because we think 90%, right? But think of what it actually is, okay? In a group of 80, that's 8 people that would be willing to take a life. That's a lot of folks, okay? And they normally don't take just one. It's usually 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 100 or however many needs to be taken out, right? Okay? And very, very scary, okay? What's this next statement? On Thursday, September 20th, 2011, President George Bush addressed a joint session of Congress, and he asked a wonderful question. And the question was, why do they, Muslims, hate us? Okay? They despise us. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Why? Okay, and some other information as well. Now, there are 10 reasons why they despise us. Now, you could probably break these down into a lot more reasons if you wanted to. So I'll give you 10 big, broad reasons why they despise us. Okay, number one, they hate us because the Quran teaches world domination. And the United States, as the most powerful nation in the world, is the biggest obstacle to their success. Okay? Now, folks, that's right up there, top dog on the list. Okay? Here's what the Quran says. He who has sent his messenger forth with the guidance and the religion of truth to make it triumph over every religion, even though the idolaters may be averse to it. Okay, so their intent is to spread Islam throughout the entirety of the world. Okay? The Quran teaches that. Okay? Now, I'm always amazed how individuals, you know, protect them or say a lot of things, okay? Folks, what is the Bible of Islam? The Quran. Who revealed that? Muhammad. What is Muhammad? He is a prophet of Allah, is he not? If it's in the Quran, folks, as far as Muslims are concerned, that is truth, okay? They can reject it, they can rebel against it, they cannot practice it, but guess what? It's still the demands of Islam, all right? Same thing happens in Christianity, doesn't it? Jesus Christ commands us to do certain things. You can not hear it. You can rebel against it. You can not do it. You can ignore it. Whatever you want to do. But guess what? That doesn't change it. It's still a part of the Christian faith, isn't it? And the same is true with this. Okay? In an article entitled, Why Muslims Hate, listen to this statement. Of all the nations on the earth, they hate America most. The truth is, Muslims do not hate us for our freedoms. Sorry, George Bush. You see, that's what he had said. He answered the question. Why do they hate us? They hate us because we're free. No, they don't hate us because we're free, folks. They despise and attack us because we are the single strongest infidel and therefore a formidable impediment to their goal of world domination. Folks, if we are the biggest challenge they have, and we drop our guard, guess what? The world is theirs. Did you know that? If they get us, there's no problem getting the rest of the world. We need to understand that, okay? And they're intent on this, and we need to realize it, okay? Notice this next point. Because of the teaching of the Quran with regard to the K-A-F-I-R, and you is one. Okay? You are a kafir, according to the Islamic religion. Alright? Go to one of your Muslim friends and just ask you, do you think that I am a kafir? And they'll say, what you speaking? Because a lot of them don't know what? A lot of them don't know Arabic, do they? So you may have to translate. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me translate that for you. Okay? It's an unbeliever. Okay? So reword the question. Do you believe that I am an unbeliever? Guess what he's going to tell you? Yeah. If you're a Christian, you're not a Muslim, and you're a what? You're an unbeliever. As far as I'm concerned, the Islam individuals are unbelievers. You know that? That's what I believe. Because I'm a Christian. Right? So right there we've got a what? We got an obstacle, don't we? We got direct contradiction between the two religions. And, you know, we need to keep these contradictions in mind. Okay? Folks, the Quran uses the words kafur, kafur, K-A-F-F-U-R, or K-U-F-R, 470 times in 451 verses. That's a bunch, isn't it? I always tell brethren, if you ever read a word, or you read a phrase, or you read a verse over and over and over again in the Bible, guess what that means? It's important. That's right. It's important. Now, if God says it once, it's important, right? But He says it over and over and over, it must be important. And the Quran uses the word kafur a lot of times, okay? The literal meaning of the word is to cover. That's interesting, isn't it? To cover. And the reason they refer to us as those who cover is because we hide, we deny, or we cover the truth of Islam. Okay? So we do what? We cover what is truth. Okay? And so they refer to us as the kafirs, the unbelievers. Or sometimes they refer to us as what? Infidels, which is the same thing. Just a little bit stronger term, right? We Christians don't even use that against very many people, do we? You know, I don't even know if I've ever called anybody an infidel to their face. there's a few passages in the Quran that we're going to look at just quickly with regard to these kafirs, okay? Number one, kafirs are partners of Satan. And still they worship others besides Allah, who can neither help nor hurt them. The kafir is Satan's ally against Allah. We're the what? We're the enemy. Got it? we're the enemy. If we're allied with Satan against Allah, then we're the who? We're the enemy. It's just that plain. Okay? It's found in Surah 25:55. Watch this. Kafirs are hated. They, kafirs, who dispute the signs, that's the Quranic verses, of Allah without authority have reached them, are greatly hated by Allah and the unbelievers. And the believers. So Allah seals up every arrogant, disdainful heart. Surah 40, verse 35. What does he say? Unbelievers are hated by who? Allah. Well, that makes sense, right? But guess what? And the believers. Folks, Muslims are supposed to what? Hate us. Okay? Because we're the unbelievers. We're the ones who are covering the truth. We're the ones who are not letting the light of Islam shine to the world. Okay? Be careful. Be careful. Turn to Psalm. Got to get my spectacles out for this. It's when you know you're getting old, boy. Psalm 5. I want you to listen to something. Okay? It starts in verse 4. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. My Bible says what? God hates who? All workers of iniquity. It doesn't say he hates the act. He does, but he also says he hates what? The workers of iniquity. Man, see? Our Bible says our God hates evil and evildoers too. See? So, there's a difference, however, in what? There's a difference in what we mean by hate. Okay? Big difference. And that's where the distinction lies, folks, how we define the word hate. Okay? Righteous indignation on the part of God. Okay? These individuals have opposed His truth, have opposed His will, and therefore He has righteous indignation, hatred toward them. The hatred that these individuals have has developed into what? A malicious hatred of the individuals. Okay?
Why don't they seem to have a teach first then kind of the outcast? It seems like they're just like killed before even trying to even teach.
Okay.
You see that, in Christianity, God, has an invitation. And the only way somebody will know is that if we teach them.
When we get to the second part of tonight's lesson, some of that maybe will help you. Okay? And if I don't answer the question in some of this, come back to it. Hold on to it. It's a good question, okay? Did y'all hear his question? The question that he asked was, why doesn't Islam have a teach first mentality? Okay? It seems as though they have a what? Violence first mentality, right? Okay? Although that's changing a little bit. Not a lot, but especially in how they're going to overtake us. That's changing somewhat. Notice the last one there. Kafirs can be killed if they do not keep away from you or offer you peace or withdraw their hostilities, then seize them and kill them wherever they are. We give you complete authority over them. Quran 4:91. Folks, all these passages are directly from the Quran. Okay? You either what? What does he say do? They either keep away from you, they make peace with you, they withdraw from you, or what? Kill them. JD?
It says, we give you complete authority, as he's talking about himself, Muhammad, and Allah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. As the Prophet He and Allah are authorizing this to be done. Yeah. Oh boy. Kind of scary, isn't it? Folks, they don't like you. Okay? They just don't like you. Now, here's part of why they can operate so easily among us. Okay? Is because for the most part, our nation is ignorant of all this. Okay? It is difficult for us to comprehend a religion that hates the way this religion hates, isn't it? Because Christianity and Judaism aren't like that, are they? That's not the kind of religions they are. And so it's very difficult for us to comprehend a religion that would have as its foundation hatred of the unbeliever to the extent that they have it. Okay? And so as long as we remain an ignorant nation, and that's one of the reasons I like to offer this seminar for free to anybody who'll take it, we need to be educated. Okay? We need to understand their thinking. Okay? Questions or comments? Because I'm about to go to the next one. Larry?
You mentioned if you ask a Muslim, am I pure? Would he tell you that or would he lie to you?
He'd tell you.
Or would this average Muslim even know about these things?
Yeah, most of them would know this. Okay? Most of them would know this, okay? Because they know what a kafir is. It's too much in the Quran. It's talked about too much about unbelievers and their relationship with unbelievers. It's kind of like, we have a similar terminology. We don't look at it as individuals per se, but we as Christians are to hate the world, right? Okay? You and I are the called out ones, the Christians, and then you have those in the world, and we are to hate the world, right? And it's that mentality, but they engage in it on an individual basis, okay? So, yeah, if you ask a Muslim, am I a kafir, am I an unbeliever, and am I an infidel to you? Yes, you are, okay? I think I'd do it subtly, okay? My next question then might be something like this. Well, do you believe everything in the Quran with regard to infidels, unbelievers like myself? That'd be an interesting statement, wouldn't it? You know? If he says yes, then you've got these passages to go to, don't you? If he says no, then what does he do? He denies the Quran. He denies the teaching of Allah. He denies the Prophet, doesn't he? And that's almost incomprehensible. Sylvia?
The Quran teaches that it's okay to lie if it suits your purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if they need to, they can. But now, here's the difference, though, is that when we have their holy book reading to them, okay, then it's harder for them to lie. You know, as long as you're stupid, as long as you're ignorant. Did you just hear that? You know, well, that's what my preacher said the other Sunday morning. Right? And he'll say, your preacher's just ignorant. He doesn't know Islam. And that's not true. Okay? But you got a copy of the Quran in your back pocket. No, I can't kill you. Well, what's this thing right here? This says right here, you can kill me. Uh-oh, now he's got a problem. Okay. Yes, sir.
What I understand, sure, we're based on freedom of religion, but not our Bible religion. No, our faithful ones know, realize that Islam religion is Bible religion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very, very much so.
I mean, I don't care from being here, if they were peaceful.
Yeah.
That's just to me, if you love religion, you can do that. But when it becomes Bible, the way they're doing it, that's totally wrong.
Yeah, the only other point. Even if they weren't violent about it, I'd have another problem with them. And the problem I'd have is that they're a state. They're a political system as well, not just a religion. Okay? And that's scary, isn't it? Okay? Because if they ever become the dominant religion, then what will they try to do? Overthrow the state. You see? And so that's the scary part. Okay? Folks, next, our laws, our country's laws, the U.S. Constitution runs contrary to Sharia, doesn't it? And folks, they despise us for that. Okay? Yes, we're here, and guess what we can't do? We cannot practice our religion the way we want to practice it. And that makes me mad. Okay? Because you won't let me. And yet you say, I have freedom of religion. Wow. See, we got some problems, don't we? And that's what makes this so hard and so difficult. Okay? Next. We have a U.S. military presence in, guess where? Saudi Arabia. Okay? Now, it's interesting because their leaders have allowed that presence. You see? They could tell us to get out anytime they wanted to. But their leaders have allowed the presence. But then they play off of that because Saudi Arabia, folks, is guess what? Holy ground. And now infidels have what? A military encampment on holy ground. Tick you off, right? Does it kind of make you aggravated that there are Sharia enclaves in the United States of America?
Yes.
Oh, listen to y'all. A little touchy, aren't you? Well, think about them. U.S. military base right there in Saudi Arabia. The home of the prophet. Holy ground. You see, they get ticked about the way you get ticked the other way. You know what? So now maybe you can understand a little bit of their frustration. Okay? And that's where they are. It really upsets them. Next one. We support Israel. Man. Israel is... We're the great Satan. Israel is the little Satan. I'm serious. That's the way they refer to Israel. Okay? Why do they hate Israel so much? Two reasons. Huh? Yeah, why do they hate the Jews so much? Why? Number one, they rejected Muhammad. Okay? Muhammad just knew, if I teach monotheism, the Jews believe monotheism, if I show that it is a progression from Judaism, Christianity, Islam, the Jews are just what? Following behind me. And they said, we're not going your way. Oh boy. He immediately changed the place of worship from Jerusalem to Mecca. Okay, you don't pray to Jerusalem anymore. You pray to Mecca. Okay? Isn't that funny? See, that's another interesting thing they don't ever tell you about, right? That they changed the place of prayer where you pray to. Okay? But they did. What's another reason they hate the Jews? Huh? Yeah, there's a little family history there of hatred that would be there, I think, you know. You know, you got Isaac versus Ishmael, don't you? And you've had that problem all the time. So, yeah, that'd be part of it. Wasn't really what I was thinking, though. Sir? No, they're okay with that. Okay, Glenn?
The land
is Jesus. Yes. The Jews have our land, and we want it back. Okay, you're on our land. You've taken our land. And we want it back. What does the Jew say? You ain't getting it. Right? Okay? Now let me tell you what. You steal my car. You steal my dog. I don't even have a dog. You steal my watch. Guess what? We're going to have problems, aren't we? You know? Going to be upset with you. Aren't you? And that's what they are. They're upset because their land's been taken. So Israel is a big part of this, and we support Israel. U.S. foreign policy, folks, makes us the great Satan. Does anybody know who originated the term the great Satan and applied it to the United States? Khomeini. Yes, the Ayatollah Khomeini. I'm not going to read that big long quote there for you. You can read that for yourself, okay? He came out with it in November of 1979. And in that big quote there, talks about the things that were happening and why they look at us as being evil in our U.S. policy against them. Okay? Drop down to point number two, though. Okay? Use of the term at rallies is often accompanied by shouts of death to America. Okay? They will say, America is the great Satan. Death to America. you ever hear the word Iblis, I-B-L-I-S, Iblis? Or, if you ever hear the word what? Anybody know the other word? Starts with a D. It's not devil. Diablos. You ever heard that word? If you ever hear those two words being hollered out by a Muslim, he's talking about Satan. Okay? He's talking about Satan. Iblis or Diablos, either one of them, he's referring to Satan. So, very, very scary stuff. Now, you see that point number three down there? There's a space between it. That needs to be G. I added that note to my note, that big one there, and it changed every one of my stinking little letters, and I didn't see it until I ran off my papers. I was upset. Sometimes computers aren't worth a plug nickel. They do things you don't want them to do. Okay, and so this should be point G. American arrogance. Okay, American arrogance. Question. Are we the greatest nation in the world? You arrogant soul. Is democracy the only kind of government that everybody should have? Yes, you arrogant soul. You see our arrogance? We are a little arrogant, aren't we? Arrogant. Yeah, that's just a nice term for arrogant. No, folks, we've had the privilege, haven't we, of living here, growing up here, and experiencing all this good stuff. And it's not that we're, you know, if we were just arrogant, we'd just hold it for ourselves, right? But we'd like everybody to experience what we've got. If they would, wouldn't we? We want it, you know, it's not like we're harboring it and trying to keep it away from people. We want everybody to have it. But they think that's arrogance. Sylvia, did you have something you were going to say?
Well, I just want to say there's an old saying that says if you can do it, it ain't bragging.
Oh, it's true, isn't it? To some extent. Right here, folks. How about this one? America's immorality. Okay. Is America filled with immorality? Now, brown cow.
Four wives.
That's legal. Muhammad said that's okay.
Yeah, well.
That's a deep subject. Is see, but as long as they're practicing the law, then they're not what? Criminals. Isn't that right? And a lot of the stuff that we're doing plainly violates either U.S. law or the laws of our God, right? And yet it's still going on. And we don't say much about it and do much about it. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And guess what it's starting to do? It's starting to impact their people. Okay? And, you know, we don't worry about bars. We don't worry about X-rated movie theaters and all this until they move next door to us. Then we get upset, don't we? You see, for the longest, they haven't been impacted by the U.S., but now the technology is such, and now that so many of them are coming here, guess what? They are impacted now by our immorality.
I was just going to say, to go back to the arrogance point, it makes me question a lot of politicians, not the right names, but politicians in our government who have gone to other countries and specifically said that America is arrogant, that we have lived arrogant lives throughout our history.
See, that's an appeasement technique. They're trying to appease their feelings. They think if they go say that, then they'll look at it, oh, well, that's so nice of you, and we forgive you, and now we'll love you. Are you kidding me? You know, guess what they see that as? Weakness. You're weak. Okay, that's exactly what they see it as. And folks, it's okay to be proud of some things, isn't it? Okay? And we ought to be proud. You know, there used to be a thing called American exceptionalism, right? And we're losing it. And we don't need to lose it. Yes, sir?
I remember being overseas in places like Malaysia, and it was just predominantly one Muslim country. But yet, I saw more morality, like just walking outside. Kind of weird because you would see women wearing the burqas and all these different things. You would see this, but yet, you know, you're also, I mean, five people may also see like the worst stuff you can possibly see. I mean, anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I don't understand how we can say that America, you know, the morality is to an extent, different extent than what they say.
Some of it is that they would blame us for that being there. Okay, not that it is, but that's what they would do. You know, the reason we're so immoral is because we've been influenced by who? The great Satan, the United States, you see. And it blows your mind. That's not true, but, you know, that's one of their arguments.
I'd like to go back to that land called, you know, the Abraham called it the land. You know, God let that land away from him. In 1948, when he cut out that teeth and gave it back to him, I feel we made a terrible mistake, right, when she explained that.
Well, all of that's politics now. See, now we're just dealing with politics, aren't we? Trying to keep two nations appeased, trying to settle a dispute over two nations. And what's interesting is, who has the temple area? It's the Muslims. It's not the Jews, folks. I know. And I'll make a statement, and you know, y'all go and do some research on this statement, and you know, maybe you'll come to some understanding of some things, okay? But I hope the Muslims keep a mosque there from now to doomsday. That's my opinion. Okay? That's just my opinion. And who? See, now we're going to get off. Now we have to do a discussion of the Jewish nation. Okay, he did give them that land. I'd have to go into a long discussion of Judaism and Christianity. Okay, it'd be nasty. I promise you. Oh yes. Yeah, we're just babes. Yep, like everything's our fault. Yeah, and yet we were just born. Yeah, it's just what? Well, let's just hold on to our thoughts. We'll get there, I promise you. At least maybe in the next section, okay? Folks, some of it is just plain old envy. You know what? We're rich, we're free, right? We're powerful, and guess what? Do people do things that are evil out of envy? Oh, yes. Okay? You know, anger is cruel. Wrath is outrageous. But who can stand before envy, the Bible says? Folks, envy is the evil of them all. You know it? And lastly, they have a jihad mentality. We've talked about it, haven't we? Folks, the Quran authorizes jihad, doesn't it? And that jihad is violence. And we talked about that, right? The different definitions to jihad. And one of them is they can be violent. As long as they maintain that mentality, then guess what? We're in danger, okay? And very, very scary. But those are 10 reasons. We could probably give some more as to, you know, but George Bush asked the question, why do they hate us? There's a good long list of junk, isn't it, as to why they despise us. And maybe it helps us put it a little bit in perspective. Okay. Next, let's talk about some Muslim organizations. Where? Here, in the U.S. of A. Okay? Some Muslim organizations. Folks, there's one organization entitled the Islamic Thinker Society, and they are openly anti-America. And they're right here. Okay? Now think about that. Anti-America, and they're allowed to exist here. They ought to be run out of town. You know what? They ought to be run out of town. Here's their location. Jackson Heights, Queens, New York, New York. There they are. Right here in the U.S. of A. Okay? They are an offshoot of a group that is pro-Al-Qaeda. Folks, we haven't had any problem out of Al-Qaeda, have we? In the world? Okay? This is where these guys come from. Okay, this shoot comes from Britain. Okay, that's where it originated from over in Britain. And they are extreme terrorists. Okay, these guys are right here. Okay, their purpose. Look at this. To represent Islam in its purest form and to represent all principles. Underline that little word all. It's big, isn't it? All the principles of Islam. Okay? Lastly, their desire to implement Sharia law in the United States of America. They don't pull any punches about it. That's what we want. Okay? Now they're not a huge group. Okay, it's not like they have, you know, hundreds of thousands of members in this group, but I just want you to know that there is a group here that we allow to be here who thinks like that. Okay? Now, there are other groups that are political in nature that are here in the United States. And these are the ones that you hear about all the time in the news. Okay? One of them is referred to as the American Muslim Council. The second one, this is the one you hear about all the time, the Council on American Islamic Relationship. Okay? Usually they refer to it as CAIR. CAIR. Okay? They just take the initials and refer to it as CAIR. This is the one, man, it's everywhere. Okay? Anything happens, that's who you hear from. Okay? CAIR. All the time. And so they're a huge group here. Now remember, these are political groups. And then you have the Muslim Public Affairs Committee. Now watch this. This is what's interesting. These groups have four primary goals. Okay? And if you ask them, are these your goals? Guess what they'll say? No. No, 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 no. We're sweet. Okay? Goal number one, win special privileges for Islam. Okay? Got a Muslim employee, he needs a prayer room. Guess who shows up on your doorstep? CAIR. Because we care. About who? About our Muslim brother. He needs a prayer room. And you don't have one here, right? And in that room he needs a spit. Because he's got to wash good. You know what I'm going to say? Well, I provided him with a tub of sand. Right? Ain't that right? Because sand is as good as water according to the teachings of Islam. Okay? I was trying to be funny and y'all didn't hardly laugh. Crazy things. Here's the next one, folks. To intimidate and silence the opponents of militant Islam. Okay? The very minute that anything happens with regard to militant Islam, these guys rush in and try to hush everything. Okay? They never stand up against the extremists. They just try to get everybody else to do what? Be quiet. Shh. Okay? This is not really the way Islam is. Okay? This is just a radical. This is just an extremist. Now, they won't get on TV and tell everybody that. Okay? They're just trying to hush everything up. Thirdly, raise funds for, apologize for, and otherwise for the cause of militant Islamic groups. And then lastly, to sanitize militant Islam. What do I mean by that? That's what we got in the notes, isn't it? That is to show that it is not that bad. Folks, isn't that the push today among everybody? Islam is not that bad. I got brethren right here at Oceanside who believe that. Right here in my own congregation here. Drives me nuts. They're not that bad. Really? You just got your eyes closed? You know? Unbelievable, isn't it? It scares me. Yes, sir.
I was just at my own high school talking to a buddy of mine who is a Muslim. And on the small scale, this guy could not hurt. He couldn't, he could barely stomp on a cockroach because he was selfish.
He's like me.
Yeah. He's not a harmful person. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I've known a lot of Muslims in my business over the years and become kind of friends with a lot of them.
Right.
The larger number of them never expressed any hatred towards the people in this country.
Right.
But they will tell you flat out, they hated our government.
Sure.
They hated our government, but then they would stop short of saying that they hated the American people,
yeah,
which really is the government.
Sure.
That's just their attitude.
If they overthrow the government, they overthrow us, don't they? What did he say?
He was Muslim through and through.
Yep, absolutely. My son-in-law worked for one. He owned the Muslim owned a pizza shop, and he was a delivery guy for them for a while. And they got to talking a lot. And he said, "Man, Dick," he says, "you know, they'll tell you real quickly. You know, like you said, they don't like our government. Remember what I said right at the very first? They do not like the form of this country as it presently is." And our form is what? Constitutional government, isn't it? That's not, they hate that. They want what?
Sharia.
Sharia, okay?
As he said over here about, he has a friend that was staying with her cockroach, step on her, that's not what so much bothers me, because I know probably just like a lot of Christians, there are probably some Muslims who probably aren't active and actually, mm-hmm, being true to the religion, but at the same time, what really scares me is the fact is when they all come together.
Yep.
It's like, you know, I was 9/11 thing when all of it happened, and they opened up that mosque in New York for some of those guys to come stay. Mm-hmm. When things like that happen, it's the time where that one person who may not step on a cockroach starts to believe in somebody just talking to him. He starts to grow with him.
Sure.
And before you know it, he's doing something that, you know, doesn't seem normal to you. And then once it happens, you're back telling yourself, wow, he never seemed like that kind of person. Mm-hmm. I think that's what bothers me most about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And especially if it really gets to moving, like you said. You never know where these guys are going to go with their stuff. Yes, sir?
In my opinion, I think they're a bunch of hypocrites. The reason I say that is because they have their own agenda. This country, I had a customer and his wife.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's that mentality's there, you know. Guys, let's talk about the Islamic push in the United States. This is we'll go through this very quickly because, folks, it's really wrapped up in Sharia. Okay, it's wrapped up, and they're trying to push Sharia law on us. And it's the conclusion of this that I want you to hear and understand. Okay, but we'll talk about a couple examples. I've got in your notes that it's over in the United Kingdom. If you want to see what we can become, you go over there and look first. Okay, and do some study of the United Kingdom, okay, England, and see how what Islam is doing over there to those people. Okay, and then you'll see where we're heading. Because it's scary, okay? But let's just talk about a few things. Number one, and we've mentioned this already, special rooms in schools and in businesses so that they can pray, okay? You hire one for your business, right? Good worker, man. I mean, he's on time. He learns quickly. He didn't take anything from you. You couldn't find anybody better, right? But at noon, guess what he's got to do? They got to pray. So guess what he does? "Hey, boss, I need a room to pray in." Okay? And you don't want to do it. Right? I don't play favorites with you. Okay? Maybe I got somebody else over here, maybe he's an atheist. And I have to treat, you know, I don't treat him special just because he's an atheist and hates certain things. And so, you know, what am I going to do? Well, you won't put in the room. Are you going to have problems? Oh, yes. Most likely. You'll see care. Okay? Special Ramadan accommodations. That's the month of what? Fasting. We've already talked about what? The football teams, right? And how now you got to practice from 11 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning because you don't want to be out in the heat. Okay? Because you can't what? During? Can't eat and drink, right? Well, get this. Here's another little one. I got it in your notes there. There are some schools who offer as their recreation swimming. Well, guess what? During Ramadan, none of the Muslim kids can swim. Guess why? You might drink the water. You can't drink water. Wow. Okay? Unbelievable, isn't it? Stuff that you just can't hardly make this stuff up, folks. Look at this next one. In some schools, they are beginning to teach Arabic. Okay? Now, it's almost accepted now. I've got a little 4-year-old grandson, and he goes to a, what's those schools called? They follow a certain procedure. Montessori school. He goes to one of those, and guess what they're teaching him? No. Spanish. Okay? Teaching Spanish, right? And his favorite word right now is pantalones. Okay, he loves you to know that you got on your pantalones, you know. And and we don't even question that, do we? I mean, for the most part, oh, that's so wonderful. You're learning Spanish. Say, count in Spanish. You know those tres, you know. And we, oh, look at him. He's so smart, you know. Well, man, if you're going to teach Spanish, why not what? Arabic. And what better way to teach them than when they're young? And sometimes, folks, these Arabic classes are required in the schools. Okay? It's a required course.
Do any of our public schools teach English to the immigrants?
No.
Or do they teach English to the immigrants?
Yeah, they do. And in fact, they almost have to some extent. Okay, watch this next one, folks. Cab drivers. You know, we Americans, we love our pups, don't we? Well, guess what? They're unclean for a Muslim. So you show up, and you got a Muslim cab driver, and you got your little dog with you, right? Little Fifi. And guess what he tells you? You can't get in here. You got a dog. Oh yeah, bunches of them.
Pretty much, I mean, I don't think I've ever ridden a cab that was
them. No, I know. And now some of them will go ahead, okay? But if they want to refuse based on their religion, guess what? They can. Watch this next one, folks. You know, down in the South, we love ham, don't we? Yeah, you go to the store to buy one of them babies and check it out with a Muslim checker. You know what she'll tell you? Go to the next line, please. You just stood in line for 2 hours. You know, now it's a 2-hour stay at Walmart regardless, isn't it? You know, blows your mind. But you know, you get up to the check stand, you pop that hand. I can't check that. Are you kidding me? You just checked out my $400 worth of stuff. I can't check that ham. So now what you got to do? Check out, go to the other line, check out the ham. Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is happening in some stores. Yes.
Well, I think if you're not checking out, and they go in there, I think it possibly comes to their register. I don't think if you can't sell everything in my store, you don't need to work.
I agree. But once you've hired them, it's too late, isn't it? It's too late. And they may be very accommodative for a while. And then all of a sudden, boom, make a stand, right? Because now I can. Folks, it's estimated as many as 100,000 Muslims, okay, out of those 7 million are in polygamous marriages right now in the United States. Is that against our law? Yeah, it's against our law, folks. Okay? Suing for the right to wear their veils and robes and other things when they're at the business. Now, folks, I don't know about you. I've been down to McDonald's several times and everybody dresses alike, don't they? They wear McDonald's stuff. Okay? You go to Wendy's and they wear Wendy's stuff. You go to FedEx and you wear FedEx stuff, right? So FedEx hires you. And guess what they do? I don't want to wear that stuff. I want to wear my what? My robe and my headdress. And they're suing these companies to see if they can do it. For the most part, they have not yet been successful. Okay? Fortunately. Okay? No, you got to understand. Yeah, you got to understand. Right now, they're in the minority. Okay, and as long as minorities are getting rights, Islam's are a minority. Then guess what? We'll shut up about that. Now, you know, they don't like it, but we're going to be quiet about that. And because the more they get as a minority, the more we get as a minority. You see, and it's scary, isn't it? Very scary. Right. Yeah. Although they will punish the infidels by raping them, and I'm talking about male on male rape. You know what? It's unbelievable, isn't it? What's that?
They did that
to our. Oh, absolutely. They sure did. We made mention of the Sharia compliant financial instruments, folks. They're out there, and we need to be aware of them. I've got a website there, okay? Notice all the different banks, Citibank, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Dow Jones, Goldman Sachs Group, all of them have Sharia-compliant mortgages and other financial instruments. Okay, and there's a website there that you can go to, and it has a whole article about these financial instruments. So be aware of that. Okay, just made mention also that Minnesota offers a Sharia-compliant mortgage for Muslims. Okay. Very, very interesting. Muslims do not like interest. Okay? But it's against their religion. It's not against your religion. And so that's one of the issues. So they may get along with no interest, and you're paying interest. Okay? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They do. What they do is just, if they don't want the interest, they pay it off. That's what they do. But a lot of women go crazy.
Well, see, they'll make a stand against JCPenney one of these days, and JCPenney will have to offer a Hallelal JCPenney card. Okay? And it'll be different from the card that you have when it runs through. And what, the way it deals and everything. Okay?
It's owned by different company, though.
Yep, right.
It's owned by different company.
It's crazy, isn't it?
But there's so many things that, like you said, interest is against their religion. But there's so many things that is against our religion, so we just start speaking up all the time about, I mean, everything. Because it seems like they're speaking up and getting little, you know, maybe just a little bit now. But before long, you know, it could go to be something, I mean, you
know. Oh, yeah.
But it seems like we should just speak up about everything. I mean, I really have a problem with homosexual marriage that they're trying to bring in place now.
We ought to be speaking up big time about it, but we don't, you know. And we're going to be up a creek for that, too, I think. Okay.
Do they have to pay taxes when they buy all these houses and when they move and you can't go in? Do they have to pay taxes?
Depends on how it's done. Okay? It depends on how it's done. And that's part of the weird stuff about all this, okay? Right now, for the most part, they will, okay? But if they can get that as a community that centers in the mosque, this is a religion, right? And this community is run by the Quran. As a religious community, then they'll make the push for no taxes, okay? Right now, it's just the mosques and the religious centers and the schools that are no taxes, but I see it coming, okay? Rodney?
Say what my dad was just telling me, that a lot of these Muslims that own these sandwich shops, they sell a lot of ham.
Oh yeah, it's because we buy it, man.
Yeah.
You know? We'll buy it. You know, right now it's what? It's just survival. It's money to them, right? To a great extent. But it's like you said, there's a lot of hypocrisy.
I'm
in this stuff. What I'm trying to show you is, folks, anywhere in their religion where Sharia conflicts with our laws, guess what they can do? If they want to, they can create a stink. Okay? They may not do it over here and right across the street. Okay? Here's Subway has Muslim owners. They sell pork and everything else, right? But over here in another sub shop, right across the street, it's an American-owned shop, and one of the workers is what? Muslim. I ain't putting that pork on that sandwich. Well, you're fired. No, I'm not. I'm going to sue you. See, it's hypocritical, okay? But that's not the point. The point is, if we want to make a stand on any of these Sharia laws, we can, and we will, okay?
One of the biggest issues that I see in Washington with our religion is immigration. Even though we're a developed part of the world, mm-hmm. It's a big issue. And you, every time you have a presidential election, a last two-term president, nobody really wanted to go into that immigration thing. Look what happened to Florida for the vote down south. So immigration, and they're immigrating into this country. So many immigrants coming into this country and not paying taxes, not paying federal taxes.
Yep.
And they want the average American people that works every day and pays these taxes.
Thank you.
You're paying for all these people.
I know.
And then they take the money and run back to their country. They don't become American citizens.
If we're going to have discussion on immigration, that's where we got to start, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Control. Guys, here's the point. Are you ready? Here's the point. Okay, you've been waiting all night for the point, haven't you? Okay, this is a powerful statement this person makes. Are you ready? Every accommodation non-Muslims make for Muslims moves our culture, our beliefs, our legal systems one step closer to Sharia law. Look at that last statement. The concession itself is the establishment of Sharia law. And folks, they understand that. Okay? We will take you over one law at a time. Okay? It may be just a rule in a business, but we'll challenge it. They overthrow the rule, turn the rule over. Guess what? We've just put Sharia in here, right? You wouldn't give us a room to pray. Guess what? We got one now. Sharia. Okay? Why is it there? It's only there because of what? Sharia law. That's the only reason it's there. Isn't it? Unbelievable. And we need to understand that. They get it. You see? One law at a time. We'll take you over and we'll become Sharia. A Sharia country. One law, one principle at a time. And remember, all they have is what? Time. They're patient. Okay?
And I also see that even if it's not the law that changes, they keep committing these acts of terrorism against us, starting to fear in us, and this fear is starting to allow them to be like some of our freedoms are changing. Mm-hmm. The way we go, we used to normally just go places, and now, everything's being surveillance is everywhere. They're
sure.
Everything now. And that kind of just takes away from us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, in conclusion, real quickly, folks, the United States of America believes in freedom of religion, don't we? They don't. Okay, they don't. You cannot practice Christianity over in Saudi Arabia. You can't do it. They'll eat you alive if they find you doing it. Okay? And, it's a huge difference between us and them, right? Here's the next point. When Islam becomes the dominant group or the group most feared in the United States, guess what? Change will come quickly. Okay? Are they trying to get us to fear them already? Yes, and most of our political leaders do.